Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Toldos, I'd like to share with you one short vart, one long vart, and one that's particularly interesting. Let's start with the shorter vart. As you know, after Yaakov Avinu steals the Bechaira, Yitzchak says, Yikruvu Yemei Evil Avi Va'aharga Es Yaakov. He says that when my father passes away, then Va'aharga Es Yaakov. Pashup Shad is that he didn't want to cause his father any type of Agmas Nefesh, and therefore he said, let's wait. The Kli Yakar says a fascinating pshat. He says that Esav knew that as long as Yaakov is sitting and learning, he's a Yashiv Ayalim, there's no way that he can defeat him. After all, his father said, Akel Kol Yaakov, at the time that the Kel is the Kol Yaakov, then it overcomes the Yadayim Yidei Esav. So Yaakov said to, Esav said to himself, in the days of Avelus, Tamba Teire is Aser. And my father said, that's the right time. So Yaakov, Esav said, Yikruvu Yimei Evel Avi, and then I'll be matzliach, I'll be able to kill Yaakov Avinu. Kliyaka says, that's Shad the Gemara in Brachas Memdalid, that Avil needs Shmira. Why doesn't Avil particularly need Shmira? He says, because he's also B'tamah Torah, which is a constant Shmira. At Kan Divrei HaKliyaka. HaKliyaka, rather. Kliyaka is a double pella, really very, very difficult. It's absolutely not true that an Avil is Pata from Tamah Torah or Asa in Tamah Torah. Not true at all. The Pisrei Tshuva and Yeridei and Simishin Pei Dalet Sif Aleph, when the Shulchan Aruch limits what an Avil could learn, it brings from the Chacham Tzvi and Tshuva Kuf that an Avil is just as chayv to learn as everybody else, just he's limited in what he's allowed to learn. The Chacham Tzvi says, if there wouldn't be things that are mutter to learn, there would be no Issa Limud. I remember when Rambam sent Avelus on a brother, I remember coming to the house minutes before Shacharis, and he was there by Yishtender, learning the third parak of Ma'ariv Katan, learning with a Cheshek Gadol. And Avil is not Pata from Talmud Torah. So the words of the Kli Yakar need Hezbah. They need, what does he mean that because Avil is also a Divrei Torah, so therefore Esav will succeed in killing Yaakov, the double Pela Ma'ariv? I think the answer is as follows. There is such a thing as kamos in learning, how many minutes you spend learning, and the quality, the echus of learning. The Pnei Yeshua, he has a kasha on a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Mevatlin Talmud Torah on the Mikra Megillah. You're mevat learning to go listen to Mikra Megillah. Pnei Yeshua says, Mikra Megillah is also learning. When you read the Megillah, it's also learning. What does that mean? Mevatlin Talmud Torah on the Mikra Megillah. The answer is, it's a bitul Torah, the echos, a number of minutes learning, you're right. But Mikra Megillah, you listen to the simple words, with the, you think, hopefully, of the simple meaning. Mizehu, it's bitul Torah, the echos. The echos, you read something, you learn something, you have to strive to understand it, to have a better understanding, a deeper understanding of it. And that's also bitul Torah. That's also bitul Torah. So Kliyaka said that Esav said, a person's not learning the sugi he's into. He's not learning what he gets his ikra geshmak from. He's limited to other limudim that he's not in the middle of learning. And therefore, it's not the same echus of learning. Of course, his echus of learning was always great. But still, comparatively, it takes down, it limits, it lowers the echus of learning. And Mimela, the Kliyaka makes sense. Important lesson. That for us, the people who learn, they have to learn. So you go and you sit down and learn. The more you apply yourself to the learning, the more of a meaning, the more of a chashivus, and the more of a shmira the learning is for a person. The Kliyaka is saying that a person doesn't learn in the proper echos to be an amavatira, to struggle to understand, to work, to break his head, to figure out difficult things. A person doesn't do that, so that's an avol in each shmira. The lesson is as important as the varna and the parsha. Let's move on to a second yisayt from the parsha, which has a much wider breadth and scope, and we'll touch on it. Vayisraytetzu habanim bikirba. Vayisraytetzu habanim bikirba. the Torah is calling a child in the mother's womb a ben. A ben, which implies a living person, a person unto himself. The Ibn Ezra is bothered by this. So the Ibn Ezra says, Al Shem Saifai. He's not a ben. He's Al Shem Saifai. Right now, Uber is Yerachimai. Uber is a piece of the mother. But ultimately, he'll be a ben. The Ibn Ezra is saying the word ben is inappropriate for the child while the child is in the mother's womb. This is not a simple thing. Even if you hold Uber Yerachimai, it's not a simple thing at all. As a matter of fact, it's a difficult sugya in Ma'idkat, in Yuma, Pei Beis. By the sugya of Ubya Sheharicha, it says that if a pregnant woman has a desire for food and is making her sick, we feed her even on Yom Kippur. And the question is that because of the danger to the mother? Or is it even if there's zero danger to the mother and only danger to the child? Now, obviously, in the case of Ubya Sheharicha, Muberis, who smells and has a taiva for food, this question is not so relevant. However, the Rishonim here talk about a situation where there is a danger to the child and it's not a danger to the mother. Do we allow a mother to eat on Yom Kippur? Do we allow a man to be Mechal Shabbos for a blavad bifnei atzmei, for a child unto himself? The Rosh in Siman Yud Gimel there in the 8th Perek of Yuma, brings from the Ramban, that we are Mechal Shabbos for a sakara of a child. He says, V'yesh chayokim. He says, we are Mechal Shabbos. Now the Rosh says there's no difference. Because generally speaking, anything that's a danger to the child is a danger to the mother as well. However, the Shaila remains. There's an afkamina, Rachmana Litzlan, where the mother died, and it's possible to do surgery and save the baby and take the baby out. Are we Mechal Shabbos for a baby alone, for an Uber alone? And the halacha is that we do. It says that Muvera Shemesa, the Shulchan Aruch says that we are Mechal Shabbos. What that means essentially is that the child is a person. The child is a person unto himself. And there are many rayas to this. You're going to ask, Uber Yerachimai. Uber, at least according to Amandi Amandi Gemara, is considered a limb of the mother. You should know, Uber Yerachimai means that the halacha of the mother applies to the child. The din of the mother, in Tamura, if you have a cow that became pasul to carbon, it was nirva, it became pasul to carbon, so the blood is pasul to. The din of the mother goes on to the din of the child. Or in Bava Kama, in the beginning of the fifth parasha hezika, gaiva mevlada. If a parah did damage, we collect from the baby, from the value of the child of this animal. But so the understanding is not that the child's not a human being. It said, oh, the dinim of the mother apply to the child as well. But that the child is a person, is a person unto himself. That's true. As a matter of fact, the Shach and the Magen Avraham talk about Eishes Kayin Muberes, the pregnant wife of a Kayin, whether she's permitted to go to a Beis HaKfaris. She's carrying a baby. She's carrying a child. Now, you're going to tell me, Uvah Yerachimai, the baby is not a Kayin. The baby is at most a Kayhenes. Or maybe the mother's not even a Kayin. The answer is that the child is a person unto himself. Uvah Yerachimai means dinim that apply to the mother can apply to the child. It's like a limb of the mother. But otherwise, definitely, the child is a child as well. The child is a child, is a human being as well. And therefore, the Ibn Ezra's kasha, as a matter of halacha, seems to not be a difficulty. You strike it to Habanim, be careful. They have a din of Habanim, they have a din of people. They have a din of people. Just that the din of the mother goes on the child. The mother is Muberes, and she's Megayer, and she tells the Bez that I'm carrying a child. The child's also a Ger. The child is also. Now, it's not automatic. There may be who this says. If a pregnant non-Jew is Megayer and does not tell Bezdin that she's carrying a child, then the Geiris doesn't go on to the child. Why not? Why isn't it part of the mother? Because the baby is a person unto himself. And therefore, the Yisraelites to Habara Bekirba would be quite accurate. And so one major chiddush in regard to Talmud Torah, and a second in regard to Ubi Yerachim, as you understand, this is a Shas Sugya. The final presentation for today is something of particular interest. Sometimes it happens, we have a kasha on Chazal, and it just seems, honestly, it seems like this just can't be an answer. It can't be an answer. It's a slip up, and that's it. Chalila. I'll give you an example. I asked a kasha a long time ago. Yerushalmi warns us to say Laman Tizkeru when we say the third parasha of Kriya Shema. Not say Laman Tizkeru with a sin, which implies you're doing mitzvah so you should get schar, but Laman Tizkeru with a Z sound so that you should remember. And the question I asked is, why doesn't it refer instead to the previous pasuk, Uzachartem Isam? Uzachartem, say it with a Z sound, Uzachartem Isam, sounds like you pay rent for them. And the warning could have been done earlier. Now, the place can bring both, but the original Yerushalmi, and the first thing brought in Shulchan Aruch in the Samuel Beis, is Laman Tizkeru. So it needs an explanation. So it sounds like one of those kashas, okay, why did I bring this, why did I bring that? It doesn't sound like a kasha that has a technical answer. This week, I was approached by a Talmud Chacham, who is a speech therapist. He said he heard on a recording that I asked his kasha. He has a teretz. Teretz has to do with what I believe he called the cats and dogs rule. What's the cats and dogs rule? In English, when you say cats, you pronounce the S as an S sound. Cats. Everyone pronounces it as an S sound. The word dogs, on the other hand, people pronounce automatically with a Z sound. Dogs. Everyone pronounces dogs with a Z sound. There are some words that we automatically pronounce recognize with a Z sound, and there are some that we pronounce with an S sound. Probably most of the words that have an S sound. And therefore, it needs an explanation. The dogs and cats rule is as follows. When the S follows what we call oisias grinais, the voices that are formed in the vocal cords. In English, they call that voiced words. In other words, words that need the vibration of the vocal cords. We call it oisias grinais. The nature is, when you have an oisias grinais, the Z sound follows by itself. Dogs. When you go, you'll feel it in your throat. Dogs. And it's natural to say a Z sound after that. The rule is, however, that if it's not oisias grinais, then the nature is to say the S sound, cats. The T is formed in your mouth. Do it, cat. You'll see the T is formed by your mouth, not by your throat. In those words, cats, it's normal to say the S at the end. It's only in the ICS grinders that it's natural to say the Z sound, and it's in the non-ICS grinders that it's not normal like a T. Memela, Laman Tizkeru, we have to be warned. It's normal after a T sound, tizkeru, it will be normal to say an S sound. It's not natural to say a Z sound. It's true that people who are used to saying Kriya Shema for a long time do it, but it's not the natural thing. So Chazal have to warn us, Laman tizkeru. However, uzchartem isam, no one says it S. So after the U sound, it's not a normal thing to say an S. It's normal to say a Z. Uzachartem. Nobody has to be told to say, not to say Uzachartem. Smell is beautiful. Chazal were working with the rules of pronunciation. And therefore, Dafka Laman Tizkeru, which follows a T, non-grain sound. There, you need to warn someone to say a Z sound. It's just not natural. Masha'en came when it's a Isis grain or a after a vowel, then it's normal to say a Z sound, cause. After a vowel, it's normal to say cause. It's a normal thing to do. Recognize. After a vowel, it's normal to say a Z sound. Uzukhartem. After a vowel, it's normal to say a Z sound. You don't want people. Beautiful. Beautiful explanation. More importantly, when we think we have a chap and Ilu Chazal Alila missed something, like Rapam used to say when we had this kasha, he used to say to us, Yodati b'ni yodati. I know what you know, my son. B'yodati re'no more than you know. You think you chapt Chazal? Yadati, they know what you know, and they know what you know, like Yaakov told Yosef. And so, a short part, a bit of a longer part, and very interesting teretz, rounds out our presentation for Parshas Toldos, a wonderful Gemalde Shabbos to win it all.